A ticking time bomb. That's how Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today described the situation in Sudan. The country is heading for a referendum in January. It will likely lead to a split between the North and South and the birth of a new country. The U.S. is ramping up diplomatic efforts to make sure this split is peaceful and at the same time trying to cope with the separate conflict in Darfur. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Sudan was barely mentioned in a lengthy foreign policy speech by Clinton at the Council on Foreign Relations today. But when one analyst raised it during the questions, Clinton said she could use some advice.
The situation in Darfur is dangerous, difficult, not stable. But the situation north-south is a ticking time bomb of enormous consequence.
Under President Bush, the U.S. helped negotiate an end to a 20-year civil war between the North and the South, and that deal calls for a referendum on independence for the South. Clinton says the U.S. is now beefing up its diplomatic presence in southern Sudan, and she's tapped a former ambassador to keep the peace process on track. Clinton calls it an all-hands-on-deck approach to pull off the referendum and prepare both sides for the likely outcome, an independent southern Sudan.
The reality is that this is going to be a very hard decision for the North to accept. And so we've got to figure out some ways to make it worth their while to peacefully accept an independent South and for the South to recognize that unless they want more years of warfare and no chance to build their own new state, they've got to make some accommodations with the North as well. So that's what we're looking for.
The stepped-up diplomacy is better late than never, says Roger Winter, who helped negotiate the North-South peace deal. He says the Obama administration has been in disarray over Sudan, while lots of issues are festering, from disputes over oil sharing to the future of Abyei, an oil-rich area along the border.
You have these things going on that require, I would argue, serious diplomacy. Diplomacy that isn't hoodwinked, and I think that's what was happening for a while.
Winter says Secretary Clinton and her team have to, quote, put their shoulder to the wheel to make sure the North allows the vote and accepts the outcome.
In my experience, the Khartoum crowd gets practical when the pressure is on.
Another activist, John Prendergast, co-author of the book The Enough Moment, agrees, but says so far the Obama administration seems to be focused on incentives rather than pressure.
By only introducing incentives, you're demonstrating that we don't really have the political will to introduce any kind of accountability for human rights abuses, for any kind of accountability for stealing the referendum or going back to war.
Secretary Clinton's spokesman says there is a risk of future conflict, and that's one reason the secretary called officials in both North and South Sudan today. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
You're listening to All Things Considered.